Ever get that feeling? You know, the one where you glance out the window and your neighbor's doing something just a little bit off.
Oh, yeah, something that makes you do a double take.
Exactly. Something that makes you tilt your head and maybe
Eh.
stifle a nervous giggle.
I'm leaving there.
Well, that's exactly where we're diving in today. We've gathered some, well, wonderfully weird listener-submitted tales of creepy neighbors.
This sounds like fun, the kind of stories you can't help but share.
Totally. Think of this as your backstage pass to the neighborhood watch meeting you never really wanted to attend.
Filled with equal parts unease and just outright absurdity, probably.
You nailed it. Our mission is simple.
Right.
Share these stories, have a good laugh, because honestly, sometimes what else can you do?
Right. And maybe, just maybe, leave you thinking, okay, maybe my neighbor isn't that bad.
Exactly. Hey, at least my neighbor only borrows my Wi-Fi.
We've got a real grab bag of neighborly oddities lined up, from the subtly spooky to the hilariously bizarre.
Right, I'm ready. Let's hear them. Okay, so picture this. Our first story comes from a listener who has a neighbor they've affectionately nicknamed The Rocker.
Okay, the rocker, not like in a band.
No, not musically inclined as far as we know. Nope. This neighbor spends an unbelievable amount of time on their porch in a rocking chair.
All right, I mean, lots of people like sitting on their porch. So far, so normal.
So far, so normal.
Yeah.
But here's the twist. They are always, like, without fail, silently staring directly at our listener's house.
Always, just staring.
Always staring. Rain, shine, sleet, you name it. Just
Yeah.
constant, unwavering observation. No book, no phone.
Wow. Okay, that is unsettling. What makes this so wonderfully strange is the sheer lack of any other engagement, you know?
Right.
No reading, no phone calls, not even like chatting with people walking by, just the singular focus.
Yeah. It's almost as if our listener's house is the star of its own private, never-ending show.
And this neighbor is the very dedicated, if silent, audience of one. You can't help but chuckle a little at the commitment, right? Even while acknowledging how creepy that must feel.
Oh, absolutely. Our listener emphasized the all-weather dedication. I'm imagining looking out during like a torrential downpour and seeing this figure still rocking, still staring.
No.
It's less a neighbor and more like a very persistent, slightly damp gargoyle.
Huh. A gargoyle with impeccable posture, probably.
You've got to admire the commitment to the bit, I guess, even if the bit is deeply, deeply unsettling.
It definitely sparks the imagination, doesn't it? Like, what could possibly be so captivating about that specific house to warrant that level of sustained silent attention?
Who knows? The lack of an obvious answer is what fuels both the, well, the discomfort and the humor, I think.
Totally agree. All right, what's next? Something less starey.
Okay, let's swing completely the other way on the weirdness scale.
Mm.
Our next story involves a neighbor who apparently believes in celebrating all life's milestones.
Uh-oh, where is this going?
Even the fluffy ones.
This listener's neighbor threw a full-blown birthday party for their rabbit.
Oh, this is fantastic for their rabbit.
I love it already. There's a delightful innocence to this, right? Even in its eccentricity,
It really is.
it speaks to a unique bond between human and animal, just taken to a wonderfully absurd extreme.
And when we say full-blown, we mean it. Like invitations sent out to the entire street.
No, really? Printed invitations for the rabbit's birthday?
Printed invitations, and get this, tiny party hats were involved.
Stop it! For the rabbit!
For the rabbit, I desperately need to see a picture of a rabbit in a tiny party hat, by the way. And the expectation, apparently, was that everyone would bring a gift.
A gift for the bunny.
For the birthday bunny.
The social dynamics here are just gold. Imagine getting that invitation. Like, what do you even bring? Carrots. A tiny sweater.
Right. The sheer unexpectedness of it all is what makes it so funny. And maybe a little awkward for the neighbors, I guess.
Oh, definitely awkward. Delightfully awkward.
But wait, the best part. There was cake.
Of course, there was cake.
Tiny, adorable cake slices. And these weren't just for the humans. Oh, no.
Don't say.
The rabbits got their own special bunny-appropriate cake portions.
Oh my gosh, tiny rabbit cake. I'm picturing a bunch of little rabbits just nibbling on miniature frosted delights.
Isn't it amazing? The dedication to this celebration is truly something else. You almost have to applaud the commitment to spreading joy, even if it's in the most wonderfully bizarre way possible.
Absolutely. It's so over the top that it kind of circles back to being almost heartwarming. Almost.
Almost. There's a fine line between quirky and completely bonkers, isn't there?
And this story dances right on that edge in the most entertaining way. Love it.
Okay. Now, for something that leans a little more towards the what on earth end of the spectrum.
Uh-oh. Back to unsettling.
A bit, yeah. Our next listener discovered that their neighbor was in the process of secretly building, wait for it,
yeah,
a massive underground bunker.
Whoa. Okay. Now this takes neighborly oddity to a whole new subterranean level. The secrecy immediately makes you think, okay, what's really going on here? And the scale. A massive bunker. That implies a significant undertaking fueled by, well, who knows what.
Exactly. We're not talking like a little root cellar here. This thing had multiple heavy-duty doors, reinforced walls, like something out of a spy movie.
Seriously, heavy-duty doors?
Yeah, all hidden under a fake garden shed in their backyard.
A fake garden shed? That's almost comedy gold in itself.
You have to admire the engineering, right?
Yeah.
Even if you're slightly terrified by the implications.
The fake garden shed is just a stroke of genius. It's the perfect disguise for something so substantial lurking beneath. Like the suburban equivalent of a secret volcano lair.
Huh. Just slightly less dramatic and possibly with better drainage, maybe.
Probably. So did they ever ask the neighbor about it?
They did.
Yeah.
When confronted. And can you imagine having that conversation? Excuse me, is that a doomsday bunker under your petunias?
Oh, man, the awkwardness.
The neighbor's explanation was just a masterclass in understated weirdness. They just said, better safe than sorry, gave a little smile, and then vanished back into their presumably underground palace.
That's the perfect punchline. So vague, so dismissive, and yet it conjures up a million different scenarios in your mind.
Totally. Is it for doomsday prepping? Alien invasions?
Yeah.
A really intense game of hide and seek.
The beauty is in the complete lack of explanation, right? It just leaves us to fill in the blanks with the most outlandish possibilities.
My mind immediately went to a secret underground rave.
You know, or maybe they just really, really hate sunlight.
The possibilities are endless and equally hilarious. You've got to appreciate the commitment to their preparedness, I guess.
Indeed. It's a reminder that what might seem bizarre to one person could be perfectly logical in their own very specific and, in this case, subterranean world.
All right, shifting gears again. From hidden fortresses to something that might actually keep you up at night.
Okay, I'm bracing myself.
Our next listener reported nightly blood-curdling scream coming from their neighbor's house.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's not funny. That's concerning.
And not just once in a while, every single night. Precisely at midnight.
Every night at midnight. The consistency is what elevates this from just concerning to almost theatrical, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like their neighbor has a nightly appointment with something very loud and unhappy.
You could almost set your watch by it. Oh, man.
Can you imagine trying to drift off to sleep with that serenade? I'd be convinced a horror movie was unfolding next door in real time.
Absolutely. Did they call someone? The police?
Well, the police eventually did pay a visit, yeah.
Yeah.
And the explanation was surprisingly mundane.
Ah, the anticlimax. Often the most humorous part of these tales, actually.
So true. The reality rarely lives up to the terrifying scenarios our minds conjure.
So what was it?
Turns out, our screaming neighbor was just a huge fan of horror movie marathons.
No. Just watching movies.
Watched at full volume.
Yeah.
Every single night, right as the clock struck 12.
Oh, my goodness.
So what sounded like, you know, a desperate cry for help was actually just the audio track of some poor soul meeting a grisly end on screen.
The disconnect there between the perceived terror and the actual source.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. You have to laugh.
You do.
It's a testament to how easily our imaginations can run wild, especially when fueled by dramatic sounds at odd hours and the sheer obliviousness of someone subjecting their whole neighborhood to nightly sonic horror shows.
All in the name of entertainment.
Yeah.
Talk about a plot twist. You're picturing this awful scenario, and it's just someone really, really enjoying a good slasher flick.
It's almost admirable in its dedication to late night scares, even if those scares are unintentional and directed at the wrong audience, namely everyone trying to sleep within earshot.
Yeah, poor neighbors.
It certainly highlights the importance of considering less dramatic explanations, right? Even when the evidence or the auditory evidence suggests something far more sinister.
And maybe investing in some decent noise-canceling headphones, perhaps.
Definitely a good idea in that neighborhood. Okay, one more.
Finally, yes. We have a story that's less about screams and more about, strangely polite theft.
Polite theft, okay. Intrigued. How does that work?
This listener had a neighbor who regularly borrowed items from their porch. We're talking chairs, potted plants. Even the welcome mat would occasionally go for a little walkabout.
Wait, they just take stuff off the porch?
Yep. Just gone one day.
Okay. That's just regular theft, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's the polite part?
Here's the kicker. The truly bizarre part is that these pilfered items always reappeared a few days later.
Oh, They brought them back.
They brought them back. And often, they were in better condition than when they were taken.
Get out! Like what?
The chairs might be dusted, the plant freshly watered. The welcome mat probably just reappeared, but still, the effort is something.
That is wild. It's as if this neighbor operates under a very peculiar set of rules, like a take and improve policy.
Exactly. You can't quite call it stealing when the items are returned in a superior state, can you?
It's more like a very odd, unsolicited home maintenance service with a temporary relocation clause.
Perfect description. It's like being temporarily robbed by a very meticulous and slightly obsessive cleaning fairy.
A cleaning fairy who needs your porch chair for a few days.
Our listener joked that it was like having a tidy ghost who just really needed some quality time with their outdoor furniture.
You know, compared to the screaming or the constant staring, I think I'd take the tidy ghost.
Right. You almost have to prefer this level of bizarre politeness.
Absolutely. In the spectrum of strange neighborly behaviors, a bit of temporary sprucing up appropriation is certainly on the less threatening and arguably more humorous end.
So, as we've taken this hilarious tour through the wondrously weird world of neighbors, what have we learned?
That neighborhoods are strange places.
That's one takeaway. Well, if your neighbor's hobbies include intense silent surveillance, throwing extravagant rabid birthday bashes,
constructing secret underground hideaways, nightly horror movie sound effects at top volume,
or a penchant for borrowing, and inexplicably improving your porch decor,
you've certainly got some stories of your own to tell. Though perhaps a friendly, albeit slightly cautious, conversation might be in order first.
Maybe. Maybe bring a peace offering. Some earplugs.
Or a tiny rabbit-themed gift. Or just a really good question about bunker ventilation systems.
Huh. Right. Maybe invite the rocking chair enthusiast over for a staring contest winner gets.
Oh, bragging rights.
Or ask the bunker builder if they have any spare room during the next unexpected thunderstorm.
Just maybe don't leave your favorite garden gnome unattended while you do it.
Good call. And if you do happen to get an invitation to the rabbit's next birthday extravaganza,
do you have to go?
Definitely RSVP. And maybe bring a small, easily cleanable gift. You never know what the dress code or the level of expected participation might be.
True. Thanks for braving these bizarre neighborly encounters with us today.
This was a lot of fun. Makes you appreciate the quiet ones.
We hope you're now looking at your own neighborhood with a newfound appreciation for normalcy. Or at least a good sense of humor about the quirks.
We'll catch you next time.